The Gemara says in Daf Yudim Beis on the bottom that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the B'Tishrei noldu Aves, the Aves were born in Tishrei, B'Tishrei Mesa Aves, and they died in Tishrei as well. And B'Pesach nold Yitzchak, but Yitzchak is an exception, he was born on Pesach. Now, how do we know that the Aves died in Tishrei? The Gemara explains it's based on the klal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memalash Nesem Shal Tzadikim Yom Yom and Mechadosh Shal Chaydosh, and a Tzadik, generally speaking, will die on the same day that he was born. So if they're born in Tishrei, we know that they died during Tishrei. So based upon that, in fact, the Tariyav and Akasha says over here that Tishrei Mesu Aves, it sounds like all the Aves died in Tishrei, even Yitzchak. But Lechara, that's not true, because Yitzchak was born during Pesach and Nisan. So if he was born during Pesach, so the Klal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Malish Noisav would tell us that he died in Nisan, not in Tishrei. So how could the Gemara say that Yitzchak died in Tishrei if Alpi the Klal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Malish Nesem Yom Liyayim, it should come out that he died during Nisan, during Pesach. That's the Tariyav and Akasha. The Archaner says a Pel Dekateretz. He answers Alpi a Medrash. Been again to this week's parsha by the Akedah. The Medrash says that during the Akedah, that Yitzchak Taka died. It was Parcha Nishmasai. His Nishama Taka was Parach from him. There was a Misa that happened. And later on, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machzer his Nishama to him. He became alive again. And that's when he was Misakin the Bracha of Mechaya Mesim, because he experienced the Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, Zakt al-Khaner, he says the Akedah happened during Tishrei. So Yitzchak's Petiver really did happen during Tishrei. He was Nifta on Tishrei, so it is accurate to say that Petishrei Mesu Avas, Yitzchak also died during Tishrei, not because of the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Malish Nesem, because that's when the Akedah happened to took place. So it is true that he died during Tishrei. And he says afterwards, it wasn't a gift for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Malish Nesem, because the life afterwards was not a regular life. It was like the life of Olam Haba after Tchias HaMesim, without a Yitzhahara, and therefore it wasn't necessary to say that he was Mamalash Naisav to die in Pesach. Perhaps you could say Taka did die in Pesach after the life that he lived afterwards, but Al-Kapanim, that's what the Archaner wants to say. So based upon that, Rabbi Yashiv in his Aris over here says an interesting thing. He says that if Yitzchak would have had a wife at the time of the Akedah, then his wife would be Mutter Lakol after the Akedah. She wouldn't need a get, because Lamaisa Yitzchak died, he experienced the Misa, and now she would be Mutter La'alma. That's the Psak Rabbi Yashiv wants to say based on this Aruch Laner. Now, Lechar Rabbi Yashiv's Psak is not so Pashit, because it's Yadua, the Berki Yosef, the Chidon, the Berki Yosef, and Ezra Simon Yud Zayin is Mesubic about this. He talks about the case of Reb Zera in the Gemara Megillah when Rabbi Shechted Reb Zera during the Purim Suda, and then he brought him back to life. So he's Mesubic whether Reb Zera's wife is Mutter without a get or not. Mitzad Echad, we could say that he died, so the Misa is Mater, now she's Mutter Bila Get. But he's Mesubic to say maybe not, maybe that doesn't work like that. Maybe Misa is only Mater when it's a Misa that remains a constant Misa, but a Misa that right away comes back to a Chias. You have a Chias HaMesim right away through a Navi or whatever. Anyone who's Mechayu, that's not the type of Misa which is Mater the Ishus, and his wife would be Asura. So Lefi, that's out of the Berki Yosef, Lechara, even if Yitzchak had a wife, she would be Asura, because Yitzchak came back to life right away, he had a Chias HaMesim, and therefore what Rabbi Yashiv is saying is not so Pashut. But it could be mechalik between this case over here and the Birkei Yosef, because then the day Rabbi Yashiv was only saying this based on the Archaner, not based on the Medrash, meaning outs the Medrash and the Chinami. If he died, he came back to life, then it would be tali on the Shaila of the Birkei Yosef. But what Rabbi Yashiv sees in this Archaner is he's saying a bigger chiddush. He's saying that when he came back to life, he didn't come back and now live a regular life like anyone else. He wasn't chazer l'chiyuse like regular person, but Lachaner is saying that he lived, it was like an existence of Olam Haba, like after Tchias HaMesim, and that's why he didn't need to be Mamala Shneisav. So in such a case, we didn't go back to regular life. It's as if there was a constant Misa. That is Taka Misa that remained forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him back in a different form, where he's living a life of Olam Haba, and therefore he didn't need to be Mamala Shneisav Miyam Liyayim. And then that, Zakhtu B'Yashiv, it's Taka regular Misa, and Ishta would be Mutter. But in a case of Reb Zera, where he's brought back to regular life, it's possible that he would be Maida, like the Berki Yosef says, and that's not a Misa that would be Mater, and his wife would Taka be Asura.